Good day, everyone, from me, Andre Viljoen, bringing you this week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa, a look at some of the stories that were published in Gateway News this week. Putting new wine into new wineskins is a phrase familiar to anyone who is acquainted with the New Testament. So when we come across a document entitled New Wine into New Wineskins, we expect it may be a sermon or at least a Christian article. Well, in this week's news, we hear from the author of a document titled New Wine into New Wineskins. Her name is Dr. Ntabiseng Moleko, and she is South Africa's first woman to receive a PhD in development finance. The second part of the name of the document that she co-authored with Professor Mark Swilling is An Alternative Strategy for South Africa's Economic Reconstruction. Dr. Moleko and Professor Swilling of the Stellenbosch Business School have written an in-depth economic report in which they argue that a totally fresh approach, a new wineskin, is required to revitalize South Africa's economy, which was ailing before this year's pandemic and has taken a massive battering since. In their report, they say that adopting their new growth-focused approach could lead to GDP doubling in 10 years, 10 million people moving out of poverty, and unemployment cut by two-thirds to 12% by 2030. In this week's news, we report on a Zoom meeting in which Dr. Moleko presents their new wineskin strategy to a group of Christian leaders from various different marketplace sectors in a meeting aimed at stimulating thought and discussion about fresh economic thinking from a kingdom perspective. And she says the Word of God does indeed influence her thinking about economic equity, including redistribution, which she says is a non-negotiable remedy for igniting the economy. Other headlines this week include It's Not Over Yet, Hold the Line, by South African evangelist Lindy Ann Hopley, reporting from America amidst the struggle for truth and justice around the presidential elections. Healing the Heart Prayer Initiative from December 1 to 16. What Parents Can Do About CSE Right Now. Supreme Court Blocks New York's Worship Restrictions. And California Pastor Temporarily Turns His Chapel into a Strip Club to Be Deemed Essential. You can read more about these stories and more online at gatewaynews.co.za, or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter. God bless you abundantly until we meet again in next week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa.